Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Tmura, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel, Echad, Katshe Mizbeach, whether it's Katshe Mizbeach. V'yachad Katshe Bedek Habayis, the halacha is, Ein Mishani Noisan, you cannot change them, me Kedusha le Kedusha, from one Kedusha to another type of Kedusha. If I have a Karban Shalom, I can't change it into a Karban Oila. If I have a Karban Oila, I can't change it to a Karban Shalom. And if something was designated for Kedusha to fix something in the Heichel, you can't change it to Katshe Mizbeach. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Umakdishen Oisan Hegdish Iloi. Iloi means an assessment of its value. And here we're talking about just Katshe Mizbeach. Suppose a person says, on an existing carbon oil, this is for Bedek Habayis. So it's not going to change. The oil stays an oil. But we're going to figure out the value of this carbon, and that's what he has to give the gizber, the treasurer, for use in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, how much do you have to give? That is going to depend if it's a neder or a nedava. A neder is when a person says, Harei Alai, I take it upon myself. Neder is on me. If I say, Harei Alai Oila, and I designate an animal for a carbon oila, if that animal dies, or it's stolen, I have to replace it. So really, the whole value of this is something that I'm personally responsible for. That makes it mine in the sense that if I say, this oila for Bedek Habayis, I have to take the full value of the animal and give it to Bedek Habayis, and the oila stays oila. But suppose I didn't say a real lie oila. I did a nedava, not a neder. Chazal really want us to do nedava, not a neder. Nedava means instead of saying a real lie oila that I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila, instead I say harezu oila. This is an oila. If it's lost or stolen, it's not my problem. If it dies, it's not my problem. This is an oil. As long as it's around, it'll be a carbon oil. And then I say, for Bedek Habayis. So how do you assess the value? There's no value. It's not mine. Neder is not mine either. But with neder, it's mine in the sense that if it would be lost, I would have to pay for it. So that gives it value. But over here, if it's lost, I don't have to pay for it. So the answer is, this also has value. Even if I said, Harezu Oila, okay? Someone taps me on the back. I turn around, yes. And Sheldix, is that your Oila? Yeah, how can I help you? I have a son-in-law who's a Kayan. Can I give you something and you'll give it to my son-in-law to be Makriv? You can do that. That's called Tovas Hana. Somebody can give me a little bit so that I give it to a certain Kayan. So that's the value that this animal has, and that would go Lebedek Habayis. Vaitra says the Mishnah, Umachrim Enoisan. There's a certain type of matana you can give to Kayanim called Chayrim. If someone says, on Kotche Mizbeach, this is Chayrim, you give the value to a Kayan. And again, it would depend if it's Nedava or if it's Neda, just like we said before. But this is only Kotche Mizbeach in both cases, not Kotche Bedek Habayis. Now here's the catch. Although Katshe Mizbeach has greater Kiddusha than Katshe Bedek Habayis, but with Katshe Mizbeach, it has value to me. Either because I would have to replace it, or because I can take something from a relative of a Kayan to give it to that Kayan. Katshe Bedek Habayis has no value whatsoever. If I'm Magdish an animal, let's say it's an animal that had a mum, it was never Royal Mizbeach, or Behemoth Tamei for Bedek Habayis. It belongs to Bedek Habayis. There's no value to it. For all practical purposes, it's not mine. And the rule is, ain't no de magdish tova shena shaloi. I can't create kedusha out of something that is totally not mine. So again, with katshe mizbeach, if after it's already a carbon, you want to say, I also want it Bedek Habayis, there's kedusha there. You would have to take the value, give it to a kayan. If you say a kachim is be'ach chayrim to the kehanim, you have to take the value and give it to the kain. But an animal that originally went for Bedek Habayis, I can't do it a second time. It's not mine, and the rule is, in the magdish tova shein shaloi. So if I said I want this kedusha to go to Bedek HaBayis again, let's say, or if I said Chayrim, it's nothing. Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, V'im Mesu Yikaveiru. This halacha is negeya to both Kadshei Mizbeach and Kadshei Bedek HaBayis. If they died, they have to be buried. You can't redeem it. Sagt der Batanura, Kadshei Mizbeach, even after they got a mum. But if you didn't redeem it yet, and it died, you have to bury it. You can't redeem it. What do I mean? If it died, what am I redeeming it for? What's it worth? No, it's worth. You could feed the dead animal to dogs. But you can't do that. There really is a machloikis, whether paidin is a kadashim lachilun leklavim. Can you redeem hegdish just to feed it to dogs? Zakta batanur, even according to the opinion that you can, here you can't. If the animal became treifa, like we discussed about earlier, so you can't redeem it and eat it because it became treifa. That's how it's the halachis of kashrus. So it's a machloikis, one madama says, so the only thing you can do with it is redeem it and feed it to the dogs. You can't, another madama says you can. But the reason the madama says you can by treifa is because lemaisa, the animal is alive. Right now it's alive. If it's alive, you can do something called hamada v'haracha. That means it stands and you can assess how much it's worth. But if the animal died, it can't stand for us to assess how much it's worth. And the Torah says v'hemid v'herach. And therefore, Yikaveiru, it has to be buried. Reb Shimon says, not all kachem. Reb Shimon disagrees in regard to kachem bedek habayis. In regard to kachem mizbeach, Reb Shimon says, you're right. If it dies, it has to be buried. But kachem bedek habayis, in meso, if it dies, yipadu. You could redeem it, says Reb Shimon. But what do you mean? It has to be able to stand. Vehemed veherech, says Reb Shimon. That requirement that the animal has to stand in order for us to assess it is only by kachem mizbeach. And not by kachei bedek habayis. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned, whether it's kachei mizbeach or it's kachei bedek habayis, you can't change them from one type of kedusha to another type of kedusha. You can't turn a shlam into an oila, or an oila into a shlamim. Also, if you're magdish something for bedek habayis, you can't change it for the mizbeach. We learned, umakdish nois and hegdish ilui, which means, someone says, let's say, on an existing oila, this is for bedek habayis. So the oila stays oila. Can't change it. But the value of that oila, you're going to have to give to bedek habayis. What the value of that oila is, that depends on what? Do you remember? Whether it's a neder or an adava. A neder is, if he says, hari alai, I take upon myself to bring a carbon oila. And now he has a carbon oila. But if he loses it, if it dies, if it's stolen, he has to replace it. So the full value of the oila is on him. So if he says on that oila, the bedek habayis, you have to give the full amount. If it's harezu, he did an adava, this is an oila. He never said harezu, a lie oila. So then the din is, if it dies or it's lost or it's stolen, you don't have to replace it. But it still has some value, and that's if a relative of a kohen would come and say, I'll give you something, give it to my kohen to do. My friend the kohen. So that's the value that would go for bedek habayis. Same is true if he says cheirim, that's a type of gift to kohanim. If he says that on a kachi mizbeach, the value of that will go to kohanim. According to the Tanakhama, both kachi mizbeach and kachi bedek habayis, if it dies, it has to be buried. According to Reb Shimon, that's true for kachi mizbeach, but by kachi bedek habayis, even if it died, you could redeem it.